to attain Braj Bhav. How gopis are Braj devotees serve the Krishna solely? When you will seek or you will take the ashray shelter of a such a guru, highest guru. Otherwise, you will go to any cheater who will tell that if I will give you mantra, if you will take my initiation, then all your worldly desires, then all your worldly desires will be fulfilled very easily. You can make money, and thus your name and fame in this world. What you like, it will be fulfilled, and thus he will cheat. He has been cheated of himself, he has cheated, and he will try to cheat. And both together, they will go to hell, both. Those, by the past impression, life's impression, and this life's impression having initiation of association of any Vaishnava. If he wants Braja-prem, Krishna-bhakti, like this, then he will think where to go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and there he was associated with Ishwarpuri, and there he gave up his all heart and soul and mind and everything in the lotus feet of Ishwarpuri Pad and told, now my life is successful. Then he got that mantra, Gopal mantra, cling Krishnaya. And then he saw a very beautiful boy playing on bansi, flute, three-folded, having peacock feather here, three lines here, very sweet voice. And he ran after that boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he became mad. At once Krishna, naughty, so much naughty, he went piche.
Behind him.
And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed him, quickly running, he disappeared in a kunja, in a grove. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell flat, rolling down on the earth. Oh Krishna, where you are. So by his career, he has established what we want, what we should want, what should be the object and aim of our life. Then you will think, where to go, where to search, from whom we can have such a highest kind of thing. Or if you are so ignorant, then you will be deprived. So he is telling Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. We have explained fourth slok, Anarpiti Charing Shirat. And he established there that the love and affection of Unnat Ujjala Rasa of gopis and its beauty. Whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to bestow on this any soul, conditioned soul. What is that? How we can have this thing? That when we will chant Krishna and we will fall down on the earth and rolling down, tears coming from in hair standing. How it will be? person. This is rare in this whole universe, lakh universe. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining Nam Prem Pracharite Ei Avatara. In 4th slok, Anarpicharichara, he has established this object, that this is the object of all the jivas. And three ambitions he wanted to test. It is of Srimati Radhika he wanted to test himself. We have nothing to do with that. Keep that aside. But we should know how he tested, how, what was the thing. But not now. We should only choose the object in this stage. What we want? Only we want chant one round, two round Krishna name and be satisfied. Do we want that we should do archan of Radha Krishna, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannath Dev, Shalagram Srila, Nrisimha Dev Bhagavan, and Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita, and Krishna, Baladev, Subhadra, all at a time, on one altar, and by this, our objects will be fulfilled. In first stage, when there is a very little shraddha, Ankur mane?
Ankur.
A sprout of shraddha is there. Then may we think like this. In association, what we will hear, we will try to do. At that time, you cannot follow Mahabhagavata. Not even Madhyamadhika. But gradually, by his association, like you are doing, coming from 3,000 miles here so eagerly, coming from England, about 10,000, more than 10,000, even more that from America, Fraser and Canada, and from so many different places you are coming. I think that some past impression or this new impression to hear all these things. So, for them, it is going on. We were explaining all these things. Not for new. I know that for new, so many preaching is going on. Now also going on. Previously going on. I have come from only for 7 days, 8 days, 10 days. So I give something, the sar and substance. The essence of Swamiji, what he wanted to do. In very little time. And when we have more time, we will explain all things. How to have this? What are the systems? What are the rules and regulations? What should be our अभ्यास हम लोगों का क्या प्रैक्टिस है हाउ टू अचीव ऑल दीज थिंग्स हाईएस्ट थिंग्स देन वी विल एक्सप्लेन रूप गोस्वामी उपदेशामृतम मन शिक्षा ऑफ रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी शिक्षाष्टक ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड देर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स देन वी विल बिगिन फ्रॉम एबीसीडी From Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem and other things. From beginning. But you should know, you should have some greed. If not greed, then even by Shastri you can know that Krishna we are so beautiful. So beautiful, threefolded. But yet, he was so small boy of Yashoda Devi, son of Yashoda. But he was God of God. He was Supreme Personality of God. He was God of God. So, Ishvara Paramahakrishna Sachidananda. So, even Brahma Shankar could not decide that who is he. They are four-headed, five mouths of Shankar. Five heads. Brahma four-headed. Shankarshan, uncounted mouth and head. Saharsa Sisha, Vishnu. Karnabdishai Vishnu. Lacks and lacks mouths and heads. But even they cannot glorify that Krishna. Very little boy. Shocking the breasts of Yashoda. Cannot turn. He was so weak, helpless. He cannot change his size. But at the same moment, he can have whole world, universe, Chit, Ajit, everything. So he is so powerful. So the service of this Krishna is our ultimate goal. And how? Like gopis loved him. Brijavasi loved him. So make a goal of our life. That this is our goal. And after that, we will see the Shastra, we will see Rupa Raghunath Goswami, Bhaktir Swami Sindhu, and other books. We will see the books of Swamiji, how we can attain easily all these things. So he is telling that name and Prem, preaching of name and Prem is the explanation of fourth slope, Anarpicharin Chira. For this he came to distribute this name and Prem, with Prem. But he has told that name can be established by Nam Sankirtan, by Mahavishnu. But Prem he cannot do. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this period, at the time of Yuga Dharma preaching, he told that also I will do. Yuga Dharma Nam Prachar also I will do. And this rare thing which anyone cannot give, that Prem I will also give. So name and Prem both. But we should understand this fact that Prem will come through name preaching, Yuga Dharma. If the Yuga Dharma was Archan, then he should have given it through Archan. If the Yuga Dharma was meditation, then it should be given through meditation. So he followed the Yuga Dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that no Yuga Dharma separate. I will do myself. You should all come in my body. So he called Narayan, Mahavishnu, Mulsankarsan, Mahasankarsan, Karnabdishai Vishnu, all up to Shesh came in their body, Krishna body. We are seeing that Kansa had been killed by Krishna, but actually here Mahavishnu killed Krishna now. But it is seen like that. This is not the duty of Krishna. Putana was killed. It is not the duty of Krishna. It was the duty of Mahavishnu. So by this body, Krishna body, so many functions were done.
Are done.
So many. But Krishna actual first time is in Vrindavan to test Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhu. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape to test himself, Krishna, as the mood of Srimati Radhika. Krishna is telling himself, I am so beautiful, but when I see the beauty of Radhika, I am controlled. I am so lovely, but Srimati Radhika is more lovely. I have so much frame, but Radhika has much more frame. So Srimati Radhika is guru of my frame. But I think, if I think very deeply, then I see that, oh, there is something especially in my this shape, that is makes Srimati Radhika so mad. What is that thing? So, there must be something in Krishna. So he is telling here that Braja Prem cannot be given by anyone. So name preaching plus prem giving, both I will have to do. Swayam Bhagavaner karma, nahe bhar haran. Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna. Narayan is Bhagavan, Ram is Bhagavan, Dwarkadhish is Bhagavan, Golokpati is Bhagavan, Nisinga Bhagavan. All the incarnations of Krishna, all Bhagavan. But Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna. So bhar haran means to take the
burden
of prithvi. It's not duty of Krishna. Sthitikata Vishnu karan jagat palam. It is the duty of Vishnu. That is Advaita Acharya. So, what is Krishna duty? What is the Krishna? His own
speciality.
Then he is telling. Premaras nityas karite aswadan ragmarga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Very important line. This is the but essence of Chaitanya Chaitanya. It will also be explained in Ramananda Sambhad. Also it will be explained in Rath Yatra festival. Sarp Namoda will explain. It will be also explained something in Rup Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dialogue. Also in Sanatan Prabhu dialogue. This only thing. So, Rag Marga Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti are two. We should try to understand this thing. Rag Marga Bhakti and Vaidhi Bhakti. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Ajamil Upakhyan, Ajamil Upakhyan, you know? Ajamil Upakhyan. Vritrasu. Also Kapil Devhuti. No? Then, we fear that if anyone in this world will not serve Krishna or Bhagavan or Vishnu, all will go to hell. Whether they are very faithful to their father, mother, husband, children, doing so much good activities, pious activities, like serving motherland. Nowadays, to serve motherland is so high thing. In India, Bhagat Singh and so many Gandhis and all gave their head for that purpose. in America, in England, or anywhere we see. So, we are doing very well, strongly all these things. But yet, whether you are serving your father, husband, children, sons and all, doing all good activities. But if you are not serving your root father of all, Krishna, then you will go to hell. So knowing this fact, I certainly I will have to suffer Krishna. Otherwise I will have to suffer so much. For this fear, if we are serving, a pravritti is coming. Pravritti means
tendency.
A tendency is coming in us to serve Krishna, Vishnu, Ram and all. Then this is Vaidika. By fear. And if by hearing that the stories and persons I am telling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. Hearing from any pure devotees, all these things. Or reading Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Chaitamri. The services of Gopi, Brajavasi. Then a tendency comes that I want to serve Krishna like that. We are seeing that Krishna is choosing best of Yashodama. And he kept Krishna on the ground. And Krishna is rolling down. Mother, mother, I want to come in your lap. But Yashodama threatening like this. Oh, naughty boy. In this very little age, you are going to steal makhan and butter. And you are rolling down on the earth, making dirty your body and your clothes. I will never take you in my life. Narad Rishi, seeing this pastime, telling himself, oh, Yashoda is so much high class of Vaishnavi. What he has done in past life, what hard stories, doing good activities, taking bath in so much pure
holy places,
giving so much dan,
charity.
What she has done, that even the God of God himself, Krishna, has come in her lap as a boy, and she chastising his son, that Krishna, oh, I cannot be like that. At once Yashoda saw Narada Baba and took his son and kept his son in the lotus feet of Narada. Narada was astonished. What to do? If I am not taking and giving my dust, then it will be clear that Krishna is himself God, Supreme Personality of God. And thus his past tense will be? Yes. So all will know and Krishna will be angry. Also Yashoda came and took the feet dust of Narada Rishi and took in his all body and on the head of Krishna and Arjuna. He was silent. He cannot do anything because Krishna will be angry. But Yashoda has nothing to do with these things, whether Krishna is angry or not. He will give a slap if he will cry more. Cry more means weep more. Oh, you are weeping. You are not becoming. Oh, I will give a slap. Then Krishna becomes to weep more bitterly. Then he gets Krishna's slap. Oh, be there. Who can do? Then anyone says that, oh, if I would be in future the mother of Krishna, and I will have so much
opportunity
to serve Krishna, then I want to be a mother. But then any devotees will see and hear the pastimes of gopis and think that Krishna is obeying all the gopis, keeping his head on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and gopis. Excuse me, I cannot repay you in lakhs and lakhs, but then he will think better. Oh, how glorious are gopis. I want to be a feet dust of gopis. Like Uddhava told, Asamaho charanarenu jusamaham syam Vrindapane kimap gul malatosadhinam Jasdu chadana sajana yajapathan chahitva Bheje mukunda padebim chutibhim. Buddha went to Vrindavan in the school of gopis and he saw the love and highest love and affection of gopis. Sometimes they are abusing Krishna, sometimes they are telling Krishna dhurta.
Cunning.
Huh? So many things. So many things they are telling. We should not try to take his name. We want to forget Krishna because he is not a कृतज्ञ नहीं है बिकॉज ही इज अनग्रेटफुल. हाउ ही फॉरगेट हिज मदर जसोदानंदन, हाउ ही फॉरगेट हिज फ्रेंड सुबल सिदान, हाउ ही कैन फॉरगेट गिरिराज गोवर्धन जमुना वेर ही प्लेड फॉर सेवरल इयर्स in his voice. And how he forget us, especially Srimati Radhika. So Uddhava became dumb and like a
wooden stick.
And then he was praying that I should be the dust of gopis lotus feet. I want to pray even a dust of only one particle of that dust, that I should be in Vrindavan and I should make so much austerities for long, and then I will be qualified to pray gopis lotus dust. And that is why even today he is in Vrindavan, in Radha Kund, nearer in Kusum Sarovar, in Uddhav Kundhi. Is even pratiksha kar rahe maine, waiting for that. So how glorious the service of gopis to Krishna is. So our last end should be like that. And then we will come down how to have this. If you are doing anything for this, having this same mode that I will have to take this, then it will be raga anuga bhakti, otherwise very good. So very rare person devotees are of raga anuga. We are all among vaidhi bhakti. We should try to do vaidhi bhakti of Krishna, and by any shobhagya fortune we'll have the association of erotic Vaishnava like Sukadeva Goswami, Narad Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, even Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his line. Then we can come anyhow, a very little greed for these things. And then he may be qualified for all these things. So in the Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, he has told what is sadhan. Now you should come down.
40
minutes ho gaya hai. Achha. Then something. Rest and then this. You go to another place in prison. And after 2-3 days, we will go to Bali, Singapore, and then will again return to India. I passed so many days here. The devotees have served all the body so well here, no problem at all. All has been in this my preaching. So I am debted to all. Especially to the devotees who have come from so long distance to help me. For them I am so much obliged. But I have come to serve our Gurudev, Śrīla Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Shiksha Guru, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And I am happy that in mission I am some extent and successful. I am happy that so many sincere devotees who are thinking themselves to be very far away from Krishna consciousness, they have come in our search. And I have tried to help them. And for this, I am so much happy. But I think that for this reason also some may be opposite. But nothing to do. I am helpless. So I can only beg for forgiveness for that. I have no intention to do anything to them. Only to preach this real thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his followers wanted to do, what Swamiji was wanted to do. But even in these pious activities, preaching, it may be that some were upset and some may be upset and had some
heart
problem. But I have no intention to disturb their things. So if I have done such thing unwillingly, then I am begging pardon for this to all devotees. And who are not here, I think this my prayer will approach to them and they will be very kind to me to forgive me for this. I want to gather all devotees wherever they are in the whole world, whether in India or here, without cost and credit. We should try to help them all. This is the duty of all devotees. So, I think that they should be agree with about this point. But I know that it is very hard to do. Anyhow, I am so much obliged to you all that having so much suffering here also, in you are a very rich person, having so many facilities in your house is very good, but giving up all these things you are, me here in so forest and hills, my scooter was also somewhere, but yet having no care for this, all these things, you are with me here. Not for one day. 3 weeks went in a, like a dream in a moment.
So, and also detect you of all these things. Now, if anything you have to announce, you can announce, and then I will do. And today, I'm stopping my classes, and we will, if you will have any time to what? Give class, give class how to attend these things, what should be our ways, and how we can do it by Bhaji Bhakti and Raganga Bhakti and all.
For all the
Radhi Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Radhi Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Jaya Madhava Daite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite
Vishabhanu Dadhi Navasati Lethe
Vishabhanu Dadhi Navasati Lethe
Lalita Sakhi Guna Ram Savita
Lalita Sakhi Guna Ram Savita
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhavite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhavite
Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite
Karuna Kurumai Karuna Bharite
Karunam Kurumai Karuna.
It is has told in all Upanishads and Puran that Srimad Bhagavat is embodiment of Krishna himself, and it is actually the same knowledge which has been given in Vedas in the way of Vedic culture and knowledge. And then it has been told that Prem is absolute Krishna. Without Prem, any person cannot be any entity, living entity, whether trees, creepers, animals, man, woman, even God, demi goddesses, anyone cannot live without this devotion. That is that Vishuddha Prem, pure Prem. In Vedas, Upanishad, it is told that Krishna, Raso Vai Krishna, the embodiment of Krishna is pure love, highest class of love. So Ved has tried to give this thing to all jivas. But our mind is limited, our intellectual, all these things are very, very limited. Especially when we left Brahmacharya, you know Brahmacharya? Brahmacharya. And the rulers, all regulations showed by Vedas themselves, then our mind became more and more limited. We cannot take in our mind what is the purpose of Vedas? The purpose is to serve Krishna. All beings and souls are eternal servants of Krishna. They have love and affection in their hearts, even though are bounded by Maya. But if they will have a
Shilana Narayan Maharaj, as per our discussion the other day, could you explain a little bit about Vedic culture from its history and then from its in the modern day, the phenomena in the modern day?
Vedic culture and knowledge had not been created by any person. It is called in Vedas, Upanishads and Purans and all scriptures that it is a Paurusheya, not told by any mortal person, whether he has so knowledge or anything. This Vedas has come from Krishna himself. At first there was only Omkar, and after that Gayatri came from Omkar. From Omkar all world were, lakhs and lakhs world were created. All Vedic knowledge came from Krishna himself. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from Gayatri is the explanation of Omkar, or embodiment of Omkar, Krishna himself. What is Gayatri? It has been explained in Ved, Upanishad and also in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is had told in all Upanishads and Purans that Srimad Bhagavat is embodiment of Krishna himself, and it is actually the same knowledge which has been given in Vedas in the way of Vedic culture and knowledge. In them, it has been told that Prem is absolute Krishna. Without Prem, any person cannot be any entity, living entity, whether trees, creepers, animals, man, woman, even God, demigoddesses. Anyone cannot live without this devotion, that is that Vishuddha Prem, pure Prem. In Vedas, Upanishad, it is told that Krishna, Raso Vai Krishnaha, the embodiment of Krishna is pure love, highest class of love. So Ved has tried to give this thing to all jivas, but our mind is limited, our intellectual, all these things are very, very limited, especially when we left Brahmacharya. You know Brahmacharya?
Yes.
Brahmacharya.
And the rulers, all regulations showed by Vedas themselves, then our mind became more and more limited. We cannot take in our mind what is the purpose of Vedas.
The purpose is to serve Krishna. All beings and souls are eternal servant of Krishna. They have love and affection in their hearts, even though are bounded by Maya. But if they will have association of any devotee of Krishna, or by causeless mercy of Krishna and his devotees, if anyone associates with the devotees of Krishna, they may think that prema is there, but we have forgotten. So by practicing the wise rules and regulations showed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Saddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, and thus gaining prema, we can attain our that very service of unalloyed service of Krishna. So, in Vedas, for those who are not qualified for this, always involving in worldly requirements, lust, anger, and all these things, it is told for them that they should have jam, niyam, asan, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, samadhi.